This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Episode 55.
Feel the Steins.
All right. Y'all just don't know.
You just don't know.
You just don't know.
And you just don't know.
You just don't know. But you know what? Yeah, we're going to get this right. All right. All right, so this is talking about
fight songs.
This is how we got on it.
So that
is crazy because we were on the phone one day. I told you about how Mika went out, my wife went out to Baltimore out of town on business, and she was, you know, out on business but still having a good time. Called me at 11:30 one night. I'm like, I'm asleep. She that drunk. Oh my, balls. So she's doing all of this, right? Having fun with 12 total strangers, you know. So then I said, you ever did that? And he was like, yeah. But then he was like, fight songs.
Yeah.
So that's how we started talking about fight songs.
I started telling him, you know, I went to University of Maine, and our fight song is called Feel the Steins to Dear Old Maine. So, I mean, many a times I can remember singing that. And, you know, that's how we got on the conversation. And so this episode is about fight songs. Mm. Which are really weird and awkward singing songs with weird lyrics.
Which is going to make it weirder because we about to read some lyrics. Yes. Off of some. I was just looking at it. And it's weird. All right. So y'all got to hear this. So I'm going to start it out. I'm going to read this regular voice right. So y'all can understand. Yeah. Fight, 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 fight. Hold that banner nice and upright. Okay, that makes sense.
Crowd the line and fight, fight, fight. Plunger through and do it twice.
Okay, pause it. Now we're getting a little weird. Plunger through.
And do it twice.
So who are we plunging? And who is she? and why are we plunging?
Why are we doing it twice?
Yeah. All right. Wear your blue and wear your white.
Okay.
Wear them both. Maybe have pride.
Maybe have pride? Maybe.
That doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Keep going.
We might lose, but that's all right. If we lose, we'll sigh, sigh, sigh.
Okay, that sounds like somebody pouting. First of all, you ain't confident because, see, we might lose.
You ain't confident,
yeah,
right.
Then you said we lose, right. And we'll sigh.
Right.
That's weak. All right. Our boys, F-I-G-H-T, all night. Our gals are fair and kind of nice. Okay, they're being descriptive.
Okay. Get pretty drunk before we fight.
Oh, here we go. This is... Would you read that again?
Get pretty drunk before we fight.
So, which is not a good idea. We should want to get... His was worse. Which lets you know that you got to be drunk to say this.
Yeah.
Scully the boo, kaboo, razoo, joopy, raboo, we fight.
We fight.
This is, man,
crazy.
Welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast, and with a purpose, we got you on the field.
Rest assured, this is your boy Coach Boston, aka Steeler Nation since 1976,
and we got the off the field coach, Nelson, the Shorter Man since 1968.
So look, man, do you have a favorite fight song?
Well, does this qualify as a fight song? The We Ready thing. We ready. We ready. We ready.
Is that a fight song?
Well, you sound like No Stickers for a second.
Don't do that.
Hey, baby. Hold on now, baby. Don't bring my stickers out.
I thought y'all told me y'all wanted me next week. Huh? Did y'all want me next week? I ain't prepared.
So look, so what is your favorite fight song?
University of Maine, y'all had one. Then we go over there.
Feel the Stein.
All right.
Y'all, but that was more of it for us. It was more of a celebratory or party atmosphere type thing. It wasn't necessarily to rile us up to get us going.
All right.
Like when you hear Michigan's Hail to Victors, the band play, you get hyped. When you hear LSU's fight song, that comes up. Even Alabama's fight song is very traditional. When they come on,
man,
you get
I'm not
hyped.
An Alabama fan.
Even neither.
I know.
I'm just saying, when you hear that specific sound, you know, you compare it to university.
Right.
And you're like, okay, that's to get the crowd hype. That's to get the team hype. Our fight song wasn't necessarily get hype. We were more like, okay, we celebrate a loss, celebrate a victory,
mm-hmm.
and or you were already drunk and just acting a fool.
Okay. So remember we brought up Florida State's chant. Would that be a fight? Oh!
Right. That's their war chant, their seminal war chant. That would be their version of their fight. But they've got an actual song that the band plays as well, too.
Jameis Winston led them in it.
Right.
After he stole the crab legs. When did he jump up on the table and say, snatch him in the...
Jameis Winston said that?
Yeah. Remember, they were doing they had a student...
right.
He jumped up in the middle of the table.
That was at the cafeteria.
Yeah, and said, hey, snatch him in the...
Jameis.
I think that was the same week he stole the crab legs out of Publix. Because didn't he steal them out of Publix? That's when Publix had first opened down in Tampa.
And then he stole the crab. He got caught stealing crab legs.
Down in Florida. so stupid. So during our press segment, we're going to pray. We got to pray.
So let's pray. A couple crab legs to pray. God, no.
For those people that... All right. Our press segment. We're going to do this right.
Right.
Football season just started. I'm excited about that. My goodness. We've been waiting.
Seriously waiting.
But I noticed Shador, they say, what did he injure? He's not going to play.
His oblique muscle.
Okay.
He's not going to play this week.
Travis injured something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to be able to do
that.
He's not going to be able to do that.
That's reality.
We'll get to the press segment in a second, but just honorable mention. He's not going to be able to do
that. No. Not at that level.
No.
Not to the degree where he was playing in
it. And let me tell you something. Not only from a physical level, but from a opposition standpoint, the player's going to make sure he can't play both sides.
And it's too many games. You got too many games.
But did you hear what I said? Yeah. They're going to make sure he can't do it.
You're not going up against, Kansas State. You're not going up against Iowa State. You're not going up against Colorado State. You're going up against grown men who ready to, who got as much talent as you do.
Dude, do you think CeeDee Lamb going to let him line up in front of him knowing that he playing both sides of the ball and not try his best to burn him?
Right.
You're not going to play both sides of the ball and then come lock me down? He's not going to be able to do it, bro.
No.
Press segment. Yeah, because
let's play for players of all ages.
Being injured, dude.
Who will be playing football as to be spared from serious injuries.
Absolutely. So we just lift them up and pray, asking that God keep them safe, keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Let them continue to do everything from a safe standpoint, even the coaches, even the things that they ask them to do. Just keep them safe and from all injuries. And so in Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
All right. Shout out, man.
Let's laugh. Some more.
Why do Tennessee fans wear orange?
Why?
So they can dress that way for the game on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
go hunting on Sunday, mm-hmm. and then they wear it to pick up trash on Monday. That's messed up. Shout out to the sanitation department.
Man. Right. How do you get a former New Hampshire football player off your porch?
New Hampshire catching. How?
Paying for the pizza.
Wow. Is New Hampshire known for...
That was our rival, one of our rivals.
University of Maine.
University of Maine's rival.
Wow.
We had a hockey coach. Hopefully I won't say it too bad for the kids listening, but we had a hockey coach that spoke to us, and he would say, you know why New Hampshire players are, and he's, and we were like, no, why? And he said, because they were too scared to come 3 or more hours north, which was, you know, where we were. Yeah, that was the way he fired us up before the game. Excuse the language.
Tell me he was sold out without telling me he was sold out.
So he, oh my God. He was fired up.
Die hard.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Rest in peace, Sean
Walsh. Wow. Why is Nebraska's football field artificial turf and not real grass?
Why?
So the cheerleaders won't graze. That's messed up, dude.
How did a UMass football player die from drinking milk?
Ooh, huh?
The cow fell on
That's
him.
A good one, even though I hope nobody died like that. For real?
For real?
Your mama so fat.
How fat was she?
She gave Dracula diabetes. That's fat.
Your mama so fat?
How fat?
Her smartwatch thinks she's in a coma.
That's fat. Why do Mississippi State football players put their diplomas on the dashboards?
Why?
So that they can park in the handicap spot, I flip the page. Listen, why Mississippi State kissing it, bro?
Hey, why not, man? They ain't beat them. We beat Mississippi State.
When? What year?
It was 2004.
Dak wasn't there then.
This was during Jackie Sherrill was.
When did
coach.
South?
Jackie,
remember when South beat Mississippi State?
South beat Mississippi State too.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that, dude.
A lot of schools that beat Mississippi State. I lost my college football scholarship in my very first game for pulling a groin.
Okay,
it just wasn't mine. It was somebody else's.
Two West Virginia football players were walking in the woods.
Uh-huh.
One of them said, look, a dead bird.
Uh-huh.
The other looked up in the sky and said, where? That's crazy.
What are the three longest years of a Villanova football player's life?
What's that?
Their freshman year.
Oh, my goodness. What do cannibals call athletes?
What?
Fast food. That was a good one.
How many Delaware football players does it take to change a light bulb?
None.
That's because it's a sophomore course.
Your mama so fat.
How fat was she?
She was baptized at SeaWorld.
Your mama so fat.
How fat?
She calls naps between meals intermittent fasting.
Oh, that's nasty. Your mama so fat.
How fat was she?
Her shadow weighs 27 pounds.
Whew. Your mama so fat.
How fat?
It took her memory foam a mattress a year to forget her fat.
Now that's fat. All right. 30 short.
Anchors away, my love.
So
this is the Navy fight song.
I should know this.
Yeah.
I was in the Navy, but guess what?
But they sing this at the football games, but now did they do that when you were in basic training? So I would think that would be different.
Mm-mm.
You got drill sergeants is your fight song.
The songs. Yeah. Right. That was all the fight. You're right.
Right.
His voice.
Right.
Get up, you piece of crap. Get over here and tell you piece of crap.
Don't look me in the eye.
Quit
you
that snuffing off. Look, pardon my language. For some reason, they had this term. Let me tell you, we ain't going to have no grab assing.
I'm going to spit to one.
Oh, God. You say, ain't going to be no grab ass. All right, quit the grab assing.
Right.
In other words,
coaches do that too. Coaches say that too.
Grab ass?
Yes.
What?
That's an old, it's got to be an old country term.
Got to be, dude.
Yeah. I've had some coaches that said that too.
Now, here's the Navy fight song.
Yeah.
Stand Navy out to sea, fight our battle cry. Mm-hmm. We'll never change our course, so vicious foes steer shy. Why? Roll out the TNT, anchors away.
Sail on to victory and sink their bones to the Davy Jones. Hooray.
Is that to the Davy Jones locker?
Right. I think so.
That's crazy.
Anchors away, my boys. Anchors away.
Farewell to foreign shores. We sail at break of day. To our last night ashore. Drink to the foam until we meet one more. Here's wishing you a happy voyage home.
Wow.
That's part of the Navy fight song.
Hey,
I like that, though.
Yeah. Drink to the foam That's, you know, that's the whole, that's that, you get the whole beer tap.
Right.
And you get the little foam on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think you get drunk off that foam.
Drink off that foam.
It's all about the relationship.
Okay. It's all about the relationships. Do you keep in touch with the guys you were in the Navy with?
I'm so glad you brought that up. And not only do I keep in contact with them, I'm on Facebook. A few of them, I have their personal phone numbers.
Okay.
In my phone, stored in my phone. But September the 4th, we're having a reunion, an ABH reunion, our Aviation Boatswain's Mate Handlers reunion.
Okay.
So all of us going to get together, V1 Division, the reunion, come together in Virginia Beach. So I'm actually driving up there in September.
Nice.
For about 3 days.
Nice.
So I get to kick with those guys, see all of them, man. Yeah. Some of them not here no more. They're gone.
Right.
You know, but the ones that's still here, yeah, I get to kick it with them.
Do you think that they helped you get through basic training?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There was this one guy, and I won't say his name. We didn't find out till later that somebody's not even knowing it, stopped him from committing suicide. He was getting ready to walk over the side of the ship. Man, when you out there on that water and you don't see land for months on end, and all you got is everybody's mental is not as strong.
Right.
So he, not even knowing it, man, he told us years later, not even knowing it, he was getting ready to walk, had decided he was just gonna walk overboard, and somebody actually stopped him and told him, "Hey, I need you to help me with this." And he was like, "You know what? That's the only reason I didn't." So yeah, wow. We helped each. We literally saved each other's lives. I believe,
right, in so
many different ways. You know what I'm saying?
I believe that.
So yeah, good stuff, man.
I believe that.
Travel through your eyes.
Yes.
Orono, or is that
Orono?
Orono, Orono, Maine.
Orono, Maine. That's where the university is. So that's where the fight song originates.
How is it?
It's a small town in the middle of the state. Probably about 3,000 people, maybe.
I think about that, and you're going to laugh when I say this. So when I just thought about that, I hear that Orono, Maine, I hear clam chowder.
Very good clam chowder.
I immediately think about clam chowder.
And lobster.
Why?
It's in New England. It's in New England.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Very good clam chowder.
I don't do clam chowder.
It's good. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I had it up there, it's very similar to as I had experienced gumbo here.
Right.
The gumbo I experienced up there is not the same as is down here.
Okay.
Thus, same as the clam chowder I had in Maine.
Okay.
As nothing. I've never tasted that here.
What about scampi, shrimp scampi?
It's just not a, I don't even think I've, maybe I've had it, but I've,
those who I mean, I've had it here,
but there it's not a big deal.
I kind of shy away from those.
Theirs is more lobster. But it's, you know, it's in the rural part of Maine.
Oh, Phil the Stein.
Oh, Phil the Stein.
Come on.
The dear old man.
Here we go. So, here's another one.
All right.
Listen to the words. Shout to the rafters ring, which makes sense.
Stand and drink a toast once again.
Let every loyal Maine man sing.
Then drink to all the happy hours.
Drink to the careless days.
Drink to Maine alma mater.
The college of our hearts always.
Now, this is where we will pause. Okay, so we're singing this, and we had to, you know, remember this as football players. You had to say this in front of the team. It's very difficult to remember.
Of course.
So all of us, while we're going to do this next part, imagine us going like this. Because we can't remember the words of the song. We're laughing at each other.
Cracking up.
But these are the real words.
To the trees.
To the trees. To the sky. To the spring and its glorious happiness.
To the youth. To the fire. To the light that is moving and calling us.
To the gods. To the fate. To the rulers of men and their destinies.
To the lips. To the eyes. To the girls who will love us someday.
Oh, Phil, the stars to dear Romaine. And then it will continue.
That's crazy, bruh.
Phil the Stein.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's lit, to be honest. All right, Animal Planet.
Animal Planet.
The chant.
War Eagle.
War Eagle. During the 1892 football game against the University of Georgia, a Civil War veteran in the crowd had brought his pet eagle with him. The eagle took flight during the game,
circling above the field and seemingly inspiring the Auburn team. Did y'all hear this?
Now, this is where it gets...
Then the eagle crashed to the ground and died, but not before becoming a powerful symbol of the Auburn spirit.
Listen, dude, wait.
There's so much wrong with
that. That's my point.
It ended in death.
You think he picked
you the wrong wonder why we losing all our damn games, Auburn? And that is why I'm no longer a freaking Auburn.
Freaking. Oh. You did it again.
All right, come on. At first, I was so inspired.
Right.
At the beginning.
But then you're like, wait a minute.
The doggone eagle nosedive. What made him die? What made him nosedive? Did he get tired?
I have no idea.
Did the chant, the people crying? So what? Who said War Eagle?
Somebody, one of the Auburn fans picked it up, I guess. War damn eagle.
He probably said when the eagle dies, like, damn. Yeah, right.
War damn eagle.
That is a serious.
This is the UT Vols fight song.
All right.
Once two strangers climb over Rocky Top looking for a moonshine steal. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top and reckon they never will.
That's part of the UT Vols.
The way you said
moonshine steal.
Moonshine steal.
Looking for a moonshine steal.
Strangers ain't come down from old Rocky Top, right. And they never will.
Montana fight song.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to do it?
How this sounds, but it just there's parts of it that's kind of.
Am I supposed to do it in a Montanian voice?
Yeah, you have a Montanian voice.
What did you just do?
That was
you just did a Tennessean voice.
Yeah, that was a hillbilly Tennessee.
So are there rednecks in Montana?
Probably so.
So. Up with Montana boys, down with the folk. Good old Grizzlies triumphant today, and the sequel of the pig will float on the air.
Squeal of the pig.
And the squeal of the pig will float on the air. That don't mean from the tummy of the grizzly bear. No.
Like a pig.
Oh my goodness. That don't even make sense.
Exactly.
So I told somebody yesterday in us talking, I said, you know, I was actually looking at McNutt, Monica.
Saw her this week. Oh, wow.
Did you see her yesterday?
I don't see her yesterday. I saw her earlier this week, though. They did.
LeBron's goddess.
She had that lean.
Listen, dude.
Yeah, she's getting more in shape. You could tell. You could tell. This is her fight song.
All right. This is Monica's fight song.
She went to Georgetown. So this is called There Goes
Old George.
There Goes Old Georgetown.
Come on, coach.
All right. It's been so long since we met. I forgot to do the thing. So you just
lie down forever. Lie down.
Or have you any money to bet?
Lie down forever. Lie down.
There goes old Georgetown straight for the touchdown.
See how they gain ground?
Lie down. Lie down.
Lie down forever, lie down.
That's part of Georgetown's fight song.
Okay, so that's old to me. Okay, I can look at your neighbor.
Look at your neighbor.
While many HBCUs have beloved and spirited fight songs, Alabama State University's The Hornet Sting is often cited as one of the most recognizable and popular HBCU fight songs. It's known for its strong melody and the energy it brings to ASU's
sporting events.
Yeah. That has some sizzle to it, didn't it? So, let me say this.
Yeah.
Alabama State in the past hasn't had the most favorable reputation. Mm-hmm. Academic wise.
Yeah.
Come on.
I understand.
So, having said that, I think the
the football team, their program got canceled, but then was brought back. Right. And the football team was damn good for some time. And they had
LC Cole was the coach.
They were good.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they stand now? Are they better academic, just overall, as far as reputable? Is there, have they cleaned their reputation up at all for HBCU?
I would hope so. They made some, coaching changes. They got, what's the guy, is it Peyton?
I'm not sure.
That's the head coach.
I'm not sure. I see.
But I would think that they're trying.
Because I was happy for those guys.
It's tough to be an HBCU because of funding.
That's true.
So you don't get,
And the demographic that they're in, too.
You know, what part of the college experience really is what you would hope to have, although I get the all-black experience.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that part of it, you want to have some sort of diversity there.
Okay.
Because it does help to learn from somebody else.
Right.
To have another perspective.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Edible Eatable Eats?
Edible Eatable Eats.
Come on.
What's your game day food?
Usually, wings. Mm-hmm.
You still eating wings?
I still eat wings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. I'm kind of, that's usually. This is a new season.
What you gonna eat this season?
Now, it'll probably be more toward, maybe I'll grill some shrimp, maybe grill some kebabs.
Okay.
Maybe.
I've been frying salmon. I've been making salmon nuggets.
Salmon bites.
I've been making a little, oh wow, they're really good.
Catfish bites. I had some the other day. So that'll be probably my go-to now.
Okay.
I'm trying to go pesca, y'all. Not strict pesca, but
you can do it. It's easy. It's real easy.
Yeah. I think I am. So, yeah. All right.
So health is wealth. So tell us your YBL fit update.
All right. So what I've done, funny enough, cause this morning I just came from, my second workout of I do one-on-ones and I do group sessions and, I just did my second session with a mother and daughter. And what's crazy is, like I told you, I did a variated workout.
Right.
So where they couldn't do the same exercises, but I had to conduct it at the same time. Right. That's interesting to me. Yeah. So that was good. That was fun. Yeah. But I did make an investment in myself. I went on with Issa, personal training certification. So I'm online. I got to take some courses today. I started that last week. So, that's a good investment. So I'm going to get certified, fitness. Well, in all three categories.
Yeah.
But I'm really only going to use the fitness aspect of it. And then I add my own to that. Yeah. I'll, configure my own.
Sure.
The diet, the water and the diet part. Mm-hmm. Everybody configures their own pretty much diet regimen.
Okay.
It's particular. So that's where I am with that. And so then I'll start my group sessions next month.
Good.
Yep. So I'll be doing group sessions. I already got probably about 25 people ready.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
And I'm upping that fee you told me to up to.
Health as well.
Listen, along the lines of that, Coach been giving me some good, marketing advice when it comes to, launching my brand and even operating in my brand. Mm-hmm. He's been giving me some good, so shout out to you, Coach. Let me give you a flowers, man.
Appreciate it.
Cause he's very, very good at marketing. And so shout out to you, man, for that. That's good stuff. He give me stuff and listen, and I don't have to pay for it. I'm glad I'm catching him before he starts charging.
Serenity now.
All right.
The feeling of being overwhelmed, according to Mental Health Magazine, 79%, that's a lot, of college freshmen student athletes listed feeling overwhelmed at some point during their freshman year.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Cooking example.
So this is have you ever cooked a big meal before?
Yes.
Yeah. And have you ever cooked it all at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes that could be kind of stressful, overwhelming. Like you're trying to chop vegetables, frying, boiling, doing peeling.
Would that be multitasking?
Well, what it is a feeling of being over because you're taking on too much at one time.
Right.
And that's what the student athletes are having to adjust to because you've got the pressures of the student athlete practice.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the classes, you know, meetings, mm-hmm. all sorts of expectations of your time.
That's a good life principle.
That you just don't, exactly, but you have to learn how to balance. Start with something, one thing, and then, you know, be organized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. That's a good life principle because, you know what, there's a scene in the Bible. Lazarus, the one that died, and Jesus
mm-hmm.
brought, he had two sisters, Mary and Martha.
Mary, mm-hmm. right.
They had the Bible says they had a cookout at their house, and Jesus was there, and they said Mary and Martha was getting things together.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that Mary sat at Jesus' feet. Jesus was in the living room. Mm-hmm. Mary sat at his feet. He probably was talking. She listened to him. Imagine listening to Jesus.
Right.
But the Bible says Martha was worried. She was getting the potato salad. She was getting this, this, make sure this was done. To the point where she looked in there and saw Mary sitting at Jesus' feet. She came in there and told Jesus. She said, "Hey, Jesus, make her get up and help me. Because I'm doing all this. Make her get up and help me."
Mm.
And the Bible says Jesus told her, say, "Martha, Martha." He said, "You got a lot going on." He said, one thing that Mary did was she chose the good part.
Right.
In other words, with all of these things that's going on in life, mm-hmm. you need to make sure you focus on what the good part is.
Yeah. Start there.
What's going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
The essence, the core of why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
The growth place.
Start there.
That start at the growth place.
Right.
Start at the growth place, then all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
I thought that was a good.
That's a great one.
Yoda pop in every now and then, dude. He kind of like, he's kind of like Dickums.
You're for real.
Yeah, but Randall Dray of thoughts.
All right.
If life isn't fair,
mm-hmm.
damn.
And this is a quote that we all
Wait,
say
dude.
All the time. Life isn't
if
fair.
Life isn't fair. Life is isn't death fair. Going to give you an advantage? Sheesh. That's bars, bruh.
We said it all the time.
That's fire.
Huh?
Sheesh. If the grass is always greener on the other side, how come dirt is brown? I'm not ready, dude. Come on, dude.
Okay. Huddle up for her.
All right.
Okay, this is odd because we talk about somebody on another podcast, but Taylor Swift was on the Kelce Brothers podcast talking about how excited she was about a player. All the players they got drafted,
mm-hmm.
and she was talking about the learning how the plays, the defense, and stuff. Remember, we talked about how as a wife or girlfriend in a relationship with somebody who's playing football, it helps to know the behind the scenes,
right?
And she was saying that. On this podcast, exactly what we were telling you.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what she was saying. And she said now she's all enjoying the football game a lot better.
That's good. So y'all see that? That segment started out with a struggle. Remember when we first introduced that segment?
Right.
Like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Remember? A lot of pushback.
All right, sex doctor.
The sex doctor.
Some coaches discourage sex before games. Mm-hmm. I've heard that. Believing it will weaken or distract athletes. However, studies suggest that sexual activity 30 minutes to 24 hours, that's a big ass gap, before a game. Ooh, that didn't go right. Big ass gap. Sexual. Okay.
Like,
24 hours before a game does not significantly impact performance. Tired though.
I think you'll deal with more issues of depending on what you're doing per se. Actual, 30 minutes before, probably a bit much. I think that
you'd be drained.
Yeah. Not because, necessarily drain
well,
you, just mentally.
Just the release of the.
You'll be more relaxed.
That's what I mean.
And you don't need to
just
be
the
relaxed.
Release of that.
Yeah. Before you going.
It'll drain.
I think probably a little bit later. At least 12 hours.
I give it that.
I said
30 minutes. Hours. Nah, I wouldn't push it, buddy.
You remember?
You're going to be getting burnt.
Remember the guy Mickey from Rocky, like,
"Dames, we can relax. Stay away from that dame. We need speed."
Helpful hints.
All right. This is from Maine also. This was a coach of mine. And
I heard it.
So we're all in an auditorium, and he calls a volunteer. So the volunteer's name is A. Beagles.
Right.
And he goes up, and the guy says, put your hand on this desk. So he puts his hand on his desk.
Okay.
And the coach takes a sledgehammer, picks up a sledgehammer, and proceeds to swing the sledgehammer back and all the way forward to where this hand and on the desk is. He pulls his hand back. The desk shatters. Shatters. This point was a story to him was, and he holds the hammer up because be the hammer, not the nail.
That's lit.
Be the hammer, not the nail.
That's a lit story. Golly. Perception versus, come on, perception versus perspective.
Yes.
Sanders has been seen exploring Cleveland, interacting with residents, and actively seeking ways to make a positive impact on his new city. Sanders has visited John Marshall High School and Fairview High School, speaking with students, answering questions, and offering motivation, showcasing his leadership qualities and desire to connect with the youth. And recently, following a fire at the Rainbow Terrace Apartments, Sanders organized a fun fest with food, drinks, activities, and more for residents, demonstrating his commitment to supporting the community in times of need. That's good.
Think about how his perception, the perspective of him was when he came out the draft.
Right.
All the comments.
Negative.
You know, why he slid in the draft.
Arrogant.
Yeah. And he's been the opposite. He's doing more than any pro that's been in Cleveland.
Facts. Facts. Do you think he could turn, like, do you think he's the new face of that organization?
If they're smart,
they better make him.
Jeez.
He's about to do for Cleveland something that's never been done.
My gosh.
Even when, listen.
If they're smart, they will let Joe Flacco groom him for 1 year, or not even till he's ready to step in.
Facts, because he can step
this year. Give him a couple of games, let him step in this year.
By midseason, he need to be on the center.
Flacco need to be the backup.
Facts. He need to be on the
center. If they're smart.
If they smart.
Jeez.
Build around it.
Yeah. All that other foolishness they got, man. I mean,
who they got in contention? They got Cleveland, Kenny Cincinnati. Pickett. I mean, I'm talking about the teams. Cleveland, Cincinnati.
They're in the North.
In the North.
So Steelers, Ravens.
Steelers and Ravens.
And Bengals.
Cleveland, Cincinnati, Steelers, Bengals.
They need somebody.
They definitely. They because they're at the bottom. They're at the bottom of the pack.
And quarterback, you got Burrow, Jackson. And then, of course, now we got Rodgers.
Listen, dude. I don't know. We got to move on. They asked one of the wide receivers, I don't care, remember who it was, to give them that take on Aaron Rodgers. And he was amazed. He was like, you wouldn't believe how he motivates us in the locker room. He's this motivational dude. He was raving about him.
Yeah,
I said, who is this?
Now, let me tell you, my teammate, he coached with the Packers. He talked about Aaron Rodgers once, and he said that he was a good guy. He said he's missing. He said a lot of the outside stuff don't necessarily believe that. He's a good guy. He knows the locker room. He understands the politics of the game.
Wow.
Yeah. He had nothing but positive things to say to him, and he coached with him for 3 years.
Oh, well. Hey, I'm not going to knock it. Mary's Nerd
Nugget Fun Facts. This is where I'm at. All right. Male koalas have developed a surprisingly reliable approach to romantic rejection. They just simply give up and go to sleep. Already famous for their marathon naps up to 20 hours a day.
Oh my.
These marsupials don't waste energy chasing uninterested mates. If a female isn't receptive, they won't persist. Instead, they will retreat, conserve energy, and wait for a better shot.
Wow.
That's some fire.
So koalas are the real gangsters. They're the real OGs.
They like,
man, you don't want me? Watch this.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Watch this.
That's the sound of a rejected koala bear. That's crazy. Things that make you go home.
Did you know
Okay.
No. You can buy alcohol in Baldwin County anytime on Sunday?
Oh, I skipped it. Did you know, huh?
Did you know that?
Baldwin, what?
So I'm in line at Publix, right? It's probably 9 o'clock in the morning. And the guy in front of me had a case of Miller Lite. And I'm thinking, oh, he mustn't be from out of town.
How is that?
That's what I asked. They have a different law in Baldwin County than we have in Mobile County.
Oh, that between us is a bridge.
I thought about maybe because of the beaches and the tourism, they might make an exception.
Make it make sense.
Yeah. But yeah, he got away. He walked out. He paid for it, walked out. And I was like, how does he? And that's when the lady told me, is by any time on Sunday.
Okay. Well, now it's the things that make you go,
hmm. Now, things that make The Thinker, a bronze statue by August Rodin, depicts a heroic male figure in the nude in deep contemplation. This masterpiece has become an iconic symbol of philosophy and intellectual thought. With his pose suggesting a powerful internal struggle or moment of intense creative deliberation. And he's laughing because somewhere there is a new drawing of me as the Thinker from the University of Maine art class. Things that make you go,
Oh my goodness, I wouldn't even read it, bro. All right.
But yeah, the art class, it was a summer session, and they had talked me into, so I sat there and, hey, I got an A for it. So,
You got an A for ass.
I had an A for ass. All
right.
My anus.
Church announcements brought to you by none other than our sponsor, Code and Clean LLC. Reverend Ledbetter would like to congratulate the Thickums family, the whole family. You hear what I say to you? Mm-hmm. Our very own Nurse Thickums and her husband Tyrone have announced that their daughter, Tyronica Thickums, just accepted a full scholarship to West Alabama University. She will be the first female football player. Hey, oh, true story. Uh-huh. I had a cousin who's a female. She played football for Black. You see? She was a tackle for Blunt. No lie. She lined up with the men. And guess what Blunt it was? Not the new Blunt.
The old one?
That's where you used to practice at. You know it? You know it, a railroad track. Oh boy.
Luke, I am your father.
<Woo-hoo-hoo>! Oh my goodness.
Yoda.
We got to find him because right now. All right.
Come on.
All right.
And keeping in theme with the fight song. So in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18, it talks about putting on the armor of God.
Right.
In verse 17, specifically, it says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Right.
The helmet of salvation. It's funny that you bring the helmet of salvation up. It's a bunch of, like, you got the whole armor. You got the feet shod with the preparation, the gospel of peace, the waist girded with truth, mm-hmm. Breastplate of righteousness,
right.
Shield of faith. You called out too. You called out the helmet of salvation and the sword. Mm-hmm. Sword tells you what it is. But the helmet of salvation. It's funny you bring that up when we're on a sports show, because in football, you use the helmet to protect.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
And not so much your head, but to protect your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Your mm-hmm. skull protects your head.
Right.
But what protects your brain from your skull?
Right.
So the helmet protects what's inside. Mm-hmm. So when they say put the helmet of salvation on, that guards your thoughts. The Bible says guard your thoughts, because mm-hmm. as a man thinks, that's what you're going to become.
Right, right.
So the helmet of salvation is freedom, thoughts of freedom, peace, thinking well of me, mind me thinking well of you, me thinking well of situations.
Yeah.
The helmet of salvation.
Right.
Salvation breeds peace. Mm-hmm. It breeds the word freedom. When you say salvation, it sounds like freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation. It's like you're releasing something.
Right.
So when it says the helmet of salvation, cast down those imaginations, man, those arguments, like in an athlete's mind, the thought, the doubt, the fear, the second guessing, you know what I mean? Get right. that confidence up there.
Right.
Be bold in your thinking and have it encased as like a helmet.
Facts. Facts.
I'm free from all this negativity. Then it says the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So the sword of the spirit, use your sword to cut. So the word is truth. It cuts through all the negativity. So if you somebody tell you, oh, you can't do this, remind yourself that the Bible, the sword says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Right.
Oh, oh. Wow. Yoda, 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 Yoda. All right. I want to say this too. I'm glad you brought that up, and especially the two weapons that you brought. And for those listening, if I were you, you got to get the whole armor. The Bible says put on the whole armor, mm-hmm. breastplate, feet, right. waist, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Shield of faith,
right.
quench the darts of the enemy, all of this. So I get this opportunity to say, read Ephesians chapter 6, man. I'm telling you, it will encourage you. And that is a fight song.
That's why I chose it.
The right. entire Ephesians, that's
right.
fire.
Right.
That's lit. Golly. Right. All right, you know, listen.
Chinese proverb.
This might be my next favorite new segment behind
Chinese proverb.
Come on.
Friendship first, competition second.
Fire.
Yeah.
All right. African proverb. African. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
It's deep, man.
That is heavy.
Lost in translation. So this is Japanese words. That's it's gakuden. Gakuden.
Okay.
That means comeback.
Okay.
It's used when a team is turning the game around from a losing position.
Fire.
Gakuden.
Okay. Quotes of the week.
Quotes of the week.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Don't let the internet rush you. Nobody is posting their failures. That's fire.
You so almondy.
You so
almondy. Don't be a prisoner of your cell phone. After all, it is called a cell
phone. Fire. Yes, Big Brother Almighty. Keep your face to the sunshine and you will never see the shadows. That one is simple enough.
Blue Horseshoe loves Anacott Steel. This is from Lou Holtz.
All right.
Don't tell me how rocky the sea is. Just bring the ship in.
That's fire.
Yeah.
May you live long and prosper. Success is neither magical or mysterious. Success is the natural consequence of constantly applying basic fundamentals. Jim Rohn.
That's a good one.
All right.
Kiss my grits.
Your next move matters more than your last mistake.
That's fire, too. I'm going to put these on Facebook. Final
score. I saw you did put some. I saw it.
What? I told you. Final. You know what time it is.
Final drive, Sports Jeopardy.
What are you talking about right here? Martin's line.
Roaming around.
Jerome Lang. The mayor of Debonair. I'm about to be the player. Yeah.
'Cause I'm in it to win it. I'm about to take the crown in a minute.
Ah, Jerome's in the house. I said, Jerome's in the, watch your mouth. You got to get rid of your friendzo if you want to ride in the Benzo.
You want to be with a winner? You got to drop that chicken dinner.
I'm a old Mac and a original player from the Himalayas.
Twisted Rome was stupid, man. Martin was stupid. Just,
you know what I like to see him do when he run from the police? That joke was, oh, my daddy is a papa. I got to get out of here. Tongue twister. Say it three times fast.
Wait a minute. This is hard. I tried to do this and my tongue messed up.
He threw three free throws.
I was like, he threw free throws.
Yeah, look at that. Spelling bee.
All right. Dandy Pratt.
What?
Dandy Pratt. It means an insignificant person. You're a self-excess Dandy Pratt.
D-A-N-D-I-P-R-A-T.
Nice.
I told you, coach. Ain't no joke with that thing.
You're the man.
I'm nice with that thing, Jake. Never have I ever.
Never have I ever.
As cool as the other side of the pillow for yes.
For Stuart Scott.
All right. He could go all the way for no. Mm-hmm. Never have I ever watched more than one football game on TV in one day. As cool as the other side of the pillow. Never have I ever took a number two at a stadium during the game.
He could go all the way.
Never have I ever played in the NFL.
He could go all the way.
Never have I ever dated or hooked up with a cheerleader.
As cool as the other side of the pillow.
Never have I ever snuck in a stadium to watch a football game.
As cool as the other side of the pillow.
Never have I ever faked an injury. And he can go on the other side of the pillow. I faked it. All right, come on.
Ain't my precious.
I got him.
It cannot be seen. No, precious. It cannot be felt. It makes the air stiff and cold. Like the tomb, yes. It fills the holes where light once dwelled and steals the life from warm breathing things. What is it, precious? What is it? It cannot be seen. It cannot be felt. It makes the air still and cold like the tomb.
You got me on this one, Gollum.
Darkness.
Oh, my goodness.
The ring is mine. It's still mine.
All right. Thank you to our incredible listeners. Thank you for being a part of the On and Off the Field family. Don't forget to like or follow us on your favorite podcast platform. And, of course, oh, we got a new name. So we are now On and Off the Field, a podcast with a purpose.
Okay.
We're going to get out of the sports and more life.
I got you.
So we're, yeah. So that's new.
Watch how I say it.
Watch how you say it.
So we got episode number 55, Coach.
Coach.
This has been On the Field, our sports podcast. We're the purpose. We got the On the Field, Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Paulson, a.k.a. Still a Nation since 1976.
You got the infamous Yoda Man since 1968.
Fight, 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 fight.
We out, Coach.
We out.
Peace.
Peace.